Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. Buy and build. Having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to BeyondStemCellsDenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
ESPN's Brian Windhorst wrote an article titled 20 Players with the Most to Win or Lose in the Upcoming Playoffs. And of all the players that he wrote about, the only one of significance to me is Jokic, not because we cover him, but because he is the only one that was written about that talked about future legacy. For Jason Tatum, it was, if he wins a title, will he get a super max deal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for Jokic, he is on the precipice of entering the very small room in the Hall of Fame that only a few people get a key to. This is what he wrote. Jokic has nothing to prove, but he has more to win and on the verge of joining the all-time greats. He is the favorite to win his third MVP. If he's able to back up last season's dominant playoff showing with another, it's historic. Players with three MVPs and two finals MVPs are Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kareem, and it would be Bill Russell,
sure,
if the finals MVP did not start until after 1969. That's as elite company as you can get. We've said that Jokic is trending towards top 10 of all time. But if he wins his third MVP, we expect him to do that, and they win another NBA championship, and he wins a finals MVP, you have to put him top 10 of all time, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And why should that be hard for anyone to do? I mean, really, when you get right down to it, he's going to win his third MVP, barring something just totally wacky. He's going to win his third MVP. Then it becomes a question of how deep do the Nuggets go, and can he back up that second, go get that second finals MVP?
You know how cynical the media is? I remember this. The first couple of years, I believe, that the Warriors won the NBA title,
mm-hmm,
people did not want to put Steph Curry in the all-time great category because, ready for this, he didn't win a finals MVP. It was so lame. He's got to win. If he's really going to be considered one of the greats, he's got to win a finals MVP. Finally, he did. The reason why I'm bringing that up is if the Nuggets win a title and let's say Murray is the finals MVP, all the people who don't want to see Jokic in that small room are, player in the playoffs.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, if first of all, if that's where you are, you've got issues. But he would be the MVP. If they win another championship, he'll be the MVP of the finals. Everything runs through him. Everything. He has to play at a high level,
right,
for the Nuggets to win a title, period. And that's not to say that Jamal Murray can be fantastic and wonderful and great and all of these things. He can't be all things like Nikola Jokic can be.
If he wins his third MVP this year, which I expect him to. But mm-hmm, let's say the Nuggets don't win a title this year. Let's say they win it next year.
Okay.
Let's say he wins one more title.
Okay.
Is he the best ever to play in Denver? Period. Best ever to play in Denver.
Are we talking Nuggets or are we just...
Well, certainly Nuggets.
Yeah.
Everything. The greatest professional sports athlete town has ever seen.
Who would be the comp?
Elway, Manning, Sackett.
Well, okay.
There are a lot of names to choose from.
Yeah. No, it would be Jokic.
It would have to be Jokic.
Yes.
And it's funny, I met a gentleman on the plane yesterday, We talked almost the full 4-hour flight. Really nice guy, tennis guys. We have mutual friends, yada, 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 good. But a big sports fan. And we had this exact conversation. And I said, this is why Jokic would be the greatest Denver sports athlete, because it's a numbers game. What do I mean by that? If you want to pick Manning or Elway, remember, they only play 50% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to pick Sakic, okay, he only plays about 40% of the minutes. If you want to pick why, yes, he plays the entire game, and I get it. In the playoffs, Jokic is going to average over 40 minutes a game. He's going to be playing 85% of the game or more. In basketball, that's why there are superstars more in basketball mm-hmm. than any other sport, because they are so vital to a team's success because they play so much. And that's where I think it tilts towards Jokic.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's something to be said for that.
Do you think people will accept him as the greatest ever? In this town.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because I think that he is a guy that has ingratiated himself with a fan base in a very unassuming fashion. He's not a guy... There's personalities out there that are great talents, but not always likable people.
Wait a minute. So you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, even though I'm connecting dots that you're not trying to connect, mm-hmm. that Jokic does it the complete opposite way that Deion Sanders did as a player and as a coach?
Yes.
It's all about me all the time, yet Jokic, like Joe Sakic, could not be any more humble.
Yeah, but and I hear you. Yes, I'd say that they are on different ends of the spectrum. I don't diss Deion Sanders for being the showman that he is. That's part of who he is. It's part of his persona. Does it make him any more likable? Probably for me, no, not quite as. Nikola Jokic is so self-deprecating.
Yep.
So totally easygoing, so deferring, so funny and engaging when you get the moments that he's willing to do that there's nothing that you can look at with a guy like Jokic that isn't agreeable to you.
Right.
It's impossible, once you've been around him in any shape or fashion, to not cheer for the guy. I don't know how anyone could not like Nikola Jokic. What is it that you would point to? Does he get into referees' ears maybe a little bit?
Hands out.
Okay, if that's what you're bringing to me,
right.
Come back and figure out something else.
Right.
The dude is just across just about all platforms. You cheer for him. You like him. You're amazed at his game. It's all of the things that you could possibly want.
Alex, you're a lifer here. Are you ready to put Jokic on top of the mountain if he wins another MVP, which he will, but he does need to win one more title?
I would be ready to put him up there. I think his resume stacks up with any athlete in this town.
No, it's not stacking up. It's better than. Is his resume better than?
3 MVPs, 2 championships, yeah. I would.
Who's in that realm?
Nobody.
Exactly. Yeah. And I get it, and you have always done a marvelous job talking about the most important sports figure in this town has been, and will be forever, John Elway.
Because of his overall importance beyond
football.
I'm not even talking about being an executive. He made the Denver Broncos relevant, all due respect
and
to the Orange Crush.
And I get that. Totally. And I wouldn't, we'll never disagree.
Here's another way to put it. There is no currently, outside of maybe Patrick Waugh, there isn't one Denver sports athlete who played here. Watch how I'm skewing this conversation. Played in Denver for 5 years or more,
because mm-hmm.
you can throw in Manning, right? Peyton Manning. You would argue that Peyton Manning is a top 10 player of all time, right?
Yep.
Player of all time.
Yeah.
Outside of Manning, who played here 4 years, okay? Manning and Patrick Waugh are the only two athletes in the history of this city that you could walk outside of this city and say, give me your top 10 players of all time in a sport, and they might probably would consider putting Manning top 10 in football,
mm-hmm.
Patrick Waugh top 10 in hockey. Elway is not on that list. Sakic is not on that list. Neither is Forsberg. Neither is Helton. Neither is Larry Walker. They're all Hall of Famers, and they're all great. But Jokic, homegrown guy, would be the only homegrown guy to be in the top 10 of his sport in the history of this city, who started his career here, and I'll be honest, will likely finish his career here too.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think he's very comfortable in Denver. Great relationship with coach, front office, teammates. He can function quietly.
Yeah.
In a city like Denver.
Oh yeah, he would not want to go to a major market.
No, no, and he knows it.
Right.
That's not him.
Just like, and think about this for a second. Outside of Dirk Nowitzki, let's think of major international superstars who play in smaller markets but never want to leave. Dirk Nowitzki played in Dallas whole career there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a major city,
yeah.
Right? But when you look at some other players, like Tim Duncan is
in San Antonio, right?
Whole career.
Yep.
Played in San Antonio.
Perfect
Giannis,
fit for him.
Giannis, right now, whole career so
Milwaukee.
Far in Milwaukee. Yeah. Luka Doncic, he was drafted by them. And yes, Dallas is a major city.
Sure.
And I get it. But they don't want to leave because they don't thirst the same spotlight that American players do.
Right. Yeah, they have a very different way about them.
I want to go one place, raise my family here, be comfortable mm-hmm. here. I know I can't live in relative anonymity mm-hmm. here, but I don't want to change it all. I just want to be where I want to be. And I have no interest in moving and joining a super team.
But Jokic is different even from that, because I have no doubt that when it's done, he will go back to Serbia.
Oh, he's not living he's in not Denver living. Like Sakic and Elway.
No, he's not living in the United States, no. Denver. No,
Nowitzki, I believe, has stayed here.
Yes.
Hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's...
In fact, he was at the Nuggets game against Dallas. It was last week, wasn't he?
When the Nuggets played Dallas, yes. Nowitzki
when Mahomes was
the
there. And,
yes.
And, yeah, so Dirk was there.
And I don't think you could ever fully Americanize Nikola Jokic.
No. He has no interest in being Americanized.
No.
He loves...
His brothers might.
Maybe that's different, right?
Right?
But Nikola has...
He wants to live a quiet life.
Yes. And he loves the pace of his life back home.
Right.
He just does.
Right.
That's why he can't wait to get back there.
Right.
At the end of the season.
And when he goes back there, with the way he talks... You're kind of thinking, does he even work on basketball? Because all he does is talk about horses.
Sure.
And then you see him partying in clubs. Now, granted, good for him.
Right.
I'm not criticizing him at all. He just wants to live in a small little town, and he's totally where probably nobody bothers him.
Right.
He's just Nikola.
Yeah.
To these people out there. And you know what they do? They look at it, they look at him. Is the little doughy kid growing up?
Of course they do.
Who went to the grade school and got ice cream at the local shop, and did some odd jobs around town, and they just know him as Nikola, not as the two or soon to be three-time MVP.
They probably, I would imagine, there is an immense amount of pride in what he's accomplished.
Right.
But I don't. But my guess is, and this is backed up by what Aaron Gordon has talked about, who remember spent a bunch of time
right.
over there. He just comes and goes as a guy.
You know what I'd be curious to know going over there, and I'd poll, let's say 50 people, Who's the greatest athlete to ever come out of Serbia? Is it Jokic or Jokovic? Or
Djokovic.
Djokovic is the greatest tennis player of all time. Jokic is about to be, if he isn't already, a top 10 player of all time. Who would they say is the pride of Serbia?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And both are there. I think they would be crowned kings concurrently.
Yeah.
And they would sit on one of the other guys' laps, or they might have their own throne.
But think about how remarkable it is that the country of Serbia can lay claim to the greatest tennis player in the world at present.
Yes.
And the greatest basketball player in the world at present.
Coming up after the break, are the Broncos going to move up in the draft? Sean Payton, kind of threw it out there. But now people close to him in the media are throwing it out there as well. And you're kind of wondering, that Sean talks to at least one of these guys. Is there real truth to this? Or is it going to be treated as almost dismissed by some of the local media, as it probably was a couple of days ago? That's next.
When I look to the west and my spirit is crying for
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. Buy and Build, having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open. RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking to have a great time this weekend, Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar, the place to go. Live music every Friday and Saturday. No cover. 15 pool tables. Best happy hour on the planet. I keep saying it, but it's true. Find me a place that has happy hour every day of the week. 3 until 7, every day of the week, 2 for 1 on all wine, well, and drafts. My man Chad, who owns Greenfields, does a great job. Place is always packed because it's always great. Go check out Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock and Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Okay, for those that listen to the show, we rarely, if ever, take callers. We certainly don't.
There's a reason for that.
We'll let that go. But with that, Tim called. So, Tim, it's your dime. It's your dance floor. What's up, my friend?
Hey, I just want to pay a quick compliment to the show. Bruce, you specifically, for the last 3 days where you and Sean carried the show, you just did an amazing job, I thought, on the show.
Well, two of the 3 days anyway, maybe. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you got there eventually on Monday, but...
Right.
No, that was a difficult morning for everyone. But the 3 days that you did the show were incredible, specifically because of the content. I thought it was amazing having 3 days when both the Avs and Nuggets were covered on a daily basis with regular segments of discussion on both teams was fantastic. Would love to see more of it, and I wanted you to know how it was appreciated, because it was very different than the other days for the show, and it was fantastic those 3 days.
Tim, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening,
Thank
Tim.
You.
I'm sure there was a compliment in there somewhere.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I will say this about Tim.
It's very, very
Tim
nice.
Listens to the show.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. I mean, anyone that takes time out of their day
yes.
to join this show, parts of it, all of it, whatever the case may be, I'm very appreciative of.
Well, you know what? We're going to take what Tim said, and we're going to put this into motion. Because now you are going to be saddled with putting together the show every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, truth be told, I put together the show.
Well, the show is put together just fine.
Well, needs to be more balanced.
Well, no. I think we're pretty balanced. I'm pretty sure that we're balanced.
We hit everything. We don't spend entire segments talking about things.
No, no.
But, Tim, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate that. We probably should hit a break, only because Alex is looking at me like it's time to hit a break.
Well, we got
to
get back on schedule.
We have to get back on schedule. Let's. We teased it going into the last segment, but we did want to take Tim's call seriously. Thank you for saying the nice things that you did. But we do want to get into this whole thing about the Broncos moving up in the draft.
Absolutely.
And is it realistic, especially with what Dan Patrick said on the show yesterday, and with what Jeff Duncan, a friend and a media member who knows Sean Payton very well, saying this is a realistic possibility. That's next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, buy and build, having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications. But upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
Dan Patrick, who's pretty tapped into what's going on in the NFL and seems to comment enough on Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they have a relationship. I don't know if they do. But he said that he believes Payton is going to make a move for a quarterback in the draft. Here's a quote. Felt all along, Payton wants J.J. McCarthy. He's not going to fall to them at 13. They're going to have to trade up to get him. The clip was put on Twitter. And a guy by the name of Jeff Duncan, who knows Payton very, very well, seems like they have a really good relationship. He's a columnist for the New Orleans Times-Picayune. He commented on Twitter with what Patrick said, saying Dan knows, with a bullseye emoji. Payton earlier this week said, realistic, that we could trade up in the draft. I'm guessing you and Sean earlier this week didn't poo-poo it, but said there might be some posturing going on. You got to leave all options open. Clearly, you have to do that, but you got to leave other teams guessing.
Well, Sean didn't let it just slip.
No.
That they had been at J.J. McCarthy's day after pro day for 4 to 5 hours working him out. That was purposeful. I'm not sure what the message was and who it was intended to or for, but it's either part of the smoke and the mirrors, or as our friend Jeff Legwald from ESPN.com, who does as good a job in this market, period, of covering the Broncos as anyone, would call the lying season.
Yes.
In the NFL. This is very much the lying season. Be very careful about what you're hearing and what you think it means. So to me, anything that Sean Payton, who we agree is a very smart guy and has done this for a long time, when he says something, there's purpose behind it. What that purpose is remains to be seen. I do know this. The Broncos are on a much slipperier slope than other teams that would be talking about making this kind of move. Then perhaps, like the Minnesota Vikings. the Vikings are talking about making the same kind of move, right?
Yep.
Same move from one spot earlier in the draft to move up. They've lost Kirk Cousins. He's no longer there. They got to find their guy. But everything at this point is going to be remarkably expensive. Vikings could probably afford it a hell of a lot more than the Broncos, who haven't had a first-round pick in 3 years and have given away the farm for Russell Wilson, who they've now booted to the sidewalk in Pittsburgh, right? And, oh, by the way, they also had to use a first-round pick on Sean Payton. So the Broncos are already in a deficit position in terms of currency, right?
Yep.
And now they're going to make a Trey Lance kind of move for a quarterback? Unless you can guarantee it, and even Sean Payton can't guarantee it. But if he has conviction,
yep,
they're going to make the move, because I think that Sean Payton has the keys to the kingdom.
I'll trust his instincts in this way by saying he knows what a great quarterback looks like.
I think so.
So he gets credit for that. Yes, he did get a quarterback in Drew Brees that did make a Pro Bowl before he got there. Sean Payton did not invent Drew Brees. Drew Brees flourished with Sean Payton, mm-hmm. but he already came to the party as a pretty good quarterback anyway. With that, you ever see the movie Trading Places?
I have.
Okay. So let's go to the scene at the end where they're on the stock exchange floor, and frozen concentrated orange juice is being sold, right? And then the crop report comes out, and then you have Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd after the crop report comes out, and then everybody is selling because of the crop report, and then you have Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd buy at the end, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That is the GM of the Arizona Cardinals right now.
Sure.
He has taken all offers, and that price, I mean, the most you can get is 3 first-round draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you can't get 3 second-round draft picks either.
Well, they're going to get at least 3 first-round draft picks for that move if it's made.
Bottom line is this. I have no problems. No one should have any problem with trading 3 first-round picks if you get the right quarterback. Nobody should. Right. No one should be afraid of making this move. No team should be afraid of making a move, giving up that type of capital if you get the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be right. Because if you're wrong, you set your franchise back even more. I guess the question is, let's say they trade 3 first-round draft picks for a quarterback, and the guy doesn't work out. In 2-3 years, is this franchise in worse shape as we sit here today, or in 2-3 years?
Oh, it's in worse shape then.
In 2-3 years.
Yes. Mm. Right?
Right.
That's the danger here.
Right.
That's the slippery slope. You've already had the 8 years of no playoffs. You've already had the 7 straight years of losing football. You've already had all of those things. And I know that this group is in its third year for ownership, fourth year for GM, second year for head coach. I mean, I realize that they're on a little bit of a different schedule, but they're also having to deal with the sins of their fathers.
This is the equivalent of going all in at a blackjack table on one hand, but it's magnified where not only are you pushing all your chips in, but the deed to your house goes in,
mm-hmm.
Your firstborn male child, that goes in the middle of the table as well. Your wife, she goes in, I mean, everything
yep.
goes into the middle of the right. table if you make this move to trade up. Everything you've ever owned in your entire life goes on one blackjack hand.
And conviction does not mean guarantee. It just doesn't. So, look, I'm with you. I will say this. If Sean Payton is all in,
then go for it.
Beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt, then go for it.
I would
go for
totally
it.
Totally be all in on this move.
Yep. Totally go for it. That's fine.
Because you're sacrificing 3 years for what could be 10 plus.
Yep. Sure are.
That's how you got to look at it.
Of course. No question about it. And by the way, the Broncos have done it every which way but loose, except for going all in on a quarterback over the last 8 years. You can argue they went all in on Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Okay? But that's not a draft and develop. That's not a, we're in a different place right now.
They brought in a Hall of Famer.
They did.
And he's going to go in the Hall of Fame. Sorry, let's not argue that he's not going to go in. He's going in the Hall of Fame.
Not for anything he did here for the last 2 years.
His numbers were really good here.
Well, it was. They were last year.
I mean, this past year.
Yeah, right. This last season.
Anybody,
no problems.
When he retires, let's call it 3 years from now, mm-hmm. add on 5 and 8 years,
mm-hmm.
people are going to look back at his numbers from this past season and say, those look like Hall of Fame numbers,
sure.
or at least they're consistent.
Yes.
With what a Hall of Famer would do.
Mm-hmm.
They'll remember one bad year. The voters did not watch the Broncos start to finish, knowing that those numbers, they weren't necessarily inflated, but they weren't necessarily reflective of how he played.
Yeah. And Russ isn't done yet. Who's to say he doesn't have a couple of good years in Pittsburgh, or 3 good years in Pittsburgh,
right.
to finish it up? Who knows where his path will take him. I know this, the dude will work.
Yep.
He will try to be the best that he can possibly be.
And oh, by the way, yeah. I know the eras are different, but what did Joe Namath do after he left the Jets?
Nada.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
How'd that work out with the Rams?
Right.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I hear you. You're right. Everything changes.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll talk about NFL's new kickoff rule taken straight from the XFL, and is it a new era of Colorado basketball as the team will look vastly different next season? Mm-hmm. That's up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, buy and build. Having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. I want to just point something out. We had a caller earlier in the show, Tim, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
He would like more Avs coverage. I can promise you we will be talking about the Rangers Avalanche game tomorrow.
Yeah.
That is going to be a game.
I'm really looking forward to it.
As am I.
Really am.
It's not to discount, you know, the Avs playing the Canadiens.
Sure.
This is the best team in hockey that they are playing in the Rangers, and the Avalanche are one of the best teams in hockey, and this is easily a potential finals preview.
Yep.
And you talk about Fox, the terrific defenseman for the Rangers, and then you have Makar. That's just one storyline in itself, right?
Yep.
And then you have two offensive juggernauts in Panarin and McKinnon going head-to-head. There are lots of great storylines going into this game. Let's see what comes out of this game. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just In Case You Missed It is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, Colorado's men's basketball team saw a number of their key players enter the transfer portal yesterday as Eddie Lampkin, Javon Hadley, and Luke O'Brien all will enter the portal. So with Tristan Da Silva gone and Cody Williams and KJ Simpson likely gone as well, is this a new era of basketball here in Boulder?
Well, this could be a new low.
The new era of basketball is the current era of basketball. Yeah. It's called NIL.
Right.
And that's where we are now.
Lampkin,
transfer portal, NIL.
Lampkin's going to get paid by somebody,
mm-hmm.
or at least something by somebody. And again, I'm splitting hairs here. This is not NIL.
Right.
This is NIL Collective.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge difference. NIL is great. NIL Collective is awful. NIL Collective is nothing more than now it's legal. That's the acronym. Now it's legal for boosters to legally get involved.
I just don't think any of this thing will settle until athletes have contracts with the universities. That's where I'm going to go. Plain and simple.
All right, just in case you missed it, so with MLB opening day officially today, minus that mini-series a week ago in South Korea, today's always an exciting day for baseball fans, you know, from the festivities to the sold-out crowds and a new season of hope. What's your favorite part of baseball's opening day?
The fact that everybody starts from the same place and that hope springs eternal, even though it's wholly unrealistic for just a moment, a day, a week, whatever the case may be, your team is a part of one of the greatest traditions in American sports. That's what I love. I love the game of baseball. I make no apologies for it. It's time-honored in me. It's born into me. It will always be there. But that's kind of where it is. You have hope, and God knows we could all use it.
For me, I would love to go to opening day in Cincinnati one year. That looks like massive party.
That would be fun. I agree. Yeah, no question.
All right, just in case you missed it, the NFL has adopted a new kickoff rule, and it comes straight from the XFL. The 10 players on the kicking team are lined up on the opponent's 35-yard line, and then at least 10 players on the return team will be on the 30-yard line. No players besides the kicker and returner can move until the ball is caught or it hits the ground. The goal here is to cut down on injuries and then also improve the return rate from last season. Are you a fan of this kickoff rule change?
Yeah, I am, because otherwise it's ridiculous. It's not even a play in football anymore. I mean, with 26% of the kickoffs were returned last year, stop it. There are also the highest incidence of injuries in the NFL. Stop it. This is something or other that could very well stop that and enhance this element of special teams, which is still a very important part of football as we know it. If you get 75 or 80% of these kicks returned, then you've done the right thing for the game.
Whichever special teams coordinators figure out the best way to attack the opposing team on a kickoff, the best will jump out to a huge advantage right off the hop. Eventually, everyone's going to start copying what that other team is doing, but you have about 8 games to maybe a full 17 to really take advantage of something that other teams will be slow to take advantage of. And with the Broncos having Marvin Mims,
right,
they already have a step ahead of most teams.
Well said.
Do you think the importance of special teams is a lot higher now because of this?
Yeah, well, I mean,
if
you're going to increase the numbers of times that a ball is returned from 26 to 75 or 80%, of course. Yeah. Look, it's become a non-play. The kickoff has become a non-play in the NFL. This makes it a more viable play. I like it.
This rules change is like an empty canvas, where somebody has the ability to put together a Picasso that other guys are not smart enough to think of.
And think about how infrequently you have that opportunity anymore.
Right.
Only by doing something this seismically different,
right,
you bring that bit of unknown into it. It's a great idea. And good for the NFL.
Personnel plays a major role. but you're about to truly find out who the best special teams coaches are in football. It's going to be... I'm not saying this in apples to apples. It's like, why isn't everybody doing the tush push?
Yeah.
Why isn't everybody do it? We've seen it be successful.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one team that really does it well.
Yeah.
And it works really well. I don't know why other teams haven't caught on to this, but now with this new special teams rule, I mean, wow. You can knock off a couple of extra first downs if you design it the right way.
Couldn't agree more. And by the way, field position in the NFL is king. So if you're giving me another play that I can improve field position with, boom, I'm all about it.
And if you have an offense like the Broncos that isn't expected to be very good this year, and you're starting at the 40 or 45 every kickoff.
Yeah.
I like my odds.
My chances are better.
Of at least getting a field goal with an offense that we believe will struggle. That was Argonaut Wine and Liquor, just in case you missed it. Always great specials on wine. Wines from Spain, 15% off. They always have great wine tastings. They have one this weekend as well, Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You can find them off of Colfax. You can also order online at argonautliquor.com, order off their app as well. That's going to do it for us. Terrific job, Gordon and Alex. Same with you, Bruce. Thanks for welcoming me back.
It's good to have you.
Open arms.
Yeah, good to have you back.
I appreciate it. Make it the best possible day you can.